I think when you look at the Israeli Mossad and their long view of how to go after to dismantle an organization, it really goes back to the 70s when they went after the Black September organization after the Munich massacre in 72. You know, look, from a counterterrorism perspective, the Israelis know how to penetrate these organizations, and they do take a strategic look, over the horizon look as to how can I get human assets and technical assets in place for when I get that green light to go forward on whatever that task or that mission might be.
So, I know you weren't in the room with the Israelis when they were planning this and how they decided to do this, but what do you think, or better question is, when do you think this planning started?
I think when you look at this, JJ, just from my experience in the counterterrorism space and just studying Hezbollah since the early 80s, there's no doubt in my mind that the Israelis started looking at the organization after the kidnapping of Ron Arad and how do we get in front of these threats? And then certainly it was amplified and magnified when it came into play in BA Argentina two times. On my watch, when I was there, when Hezbollah, namely under Iranian direction, carried out the horrific car bombings of the Amiya building and the Israeli embassy. And I think that, you know, looking at the Mossad and the IDF as to how they start looking at how to get inside these organizations, that was clearly a Beirut embassy moment for their organizations. And they said, we have to get in front of this threat. And I think most of us, at least I was shocked. I can't speak for anybody else, but I just know from my old contact network that the tempo and pace of what the Israelis have been able to pull off over the last 5, 7 days have been simply extraordinary in the counterterrorism space. And quite frankly, I don't think from a historic perspective we've seen anything like this. If you look at the Hezbollah leadership chart, literally, from Nasrallah on down, they've all been neutralized. And I think it's important for your listeners to understand also that these are individuals that were eliminated that had a tremendous amount of American blood on their hands as well, such as the bombing of the US Marine Corps barracks in Beirut, our embassy bombings, our kidnappings of Americans, to include the CIA station chief, Bill Buckley.
So that said, how do you think the Israeli military and intelligence managed to penetrate them so deeply?
I think great human intelligence tradecraft. Obviously, when you start looking at how do you penetrate any kind of organization, it boils down to the old acronym of MICE, which stands for money, ideology, compromise, and ego. I would bet that a fair amount of money has changed hands to get these individuals into a position to be helpful, human assets to either carrying in technical devices and or to report back and so forth. But I think for many, many years, JJ, the Israelis have looked at an individual like Hassan Nasrallah and have had him mapped. And we're just waiting for the green light from the Israeli president to go forward. And so, you know, this is what intelligence agencies do, right? They're waiting for the politicians to make a decision as operationally, you know, are they able to do this? If so, what degree of probability do you have of success?
Now that they've been penetrated, now that Hezbollah has essentially the leadership has been taken away, they're going to go to their second layer of leadership now. You know, I think a deputy is going to take control soon. What should we expect next from Hezbollah? Because no longer do they have that reputation, I think, that they used to have.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they've been decimated to the point that this is a significant disruption in Hezbollah activities. I think at the end of the day, JJ, it will boil down to how much support, logistic support, training support, intelligence support will they get from the Iranian IRGC or the MOIS? Or will the IRGC and MOIS decide to back off now and let calmer minds prevail? Let's not lose sight of the fact that the IDF were very capable of striking inside of Tehran, taking out a Hamas high-value target, which I understand was at an IRGC safe house. So that's pretty good tactical intelligence, and one would have to say that they probably had eyes on that entire operation. So the Iranians have a huge counterintelligence problem on their hands, and you can only look at the result of what the IDF has done to the Hezbollah organization to say that they have been thoroughly penetrated and have been for quite some time.
Fred Burton, former deputy chief of the State Department's Diplomatic Security Service. J.J. Green, WTOP News.